Hello, everybody. Welcome to another week with the CrossFit Lynchpin Private Track. If you're brand new, thank you for joining. If you've been around for a while, of course, thanks for continuing to be a member of the community. If you have not yet, pause this video and go watch the video attached to today's training titled New to Lynchpin. Watch this first. That has all the critical information you're going to need to understand everything that I'm going to say and maximize and optimize your experience with CrossFit Lynchpin. It's a longer video, but you only need to watch it once and then you're good to go. And I attach it to every Monday's workouts for anyone who's new. So please do that, then come back here. Okay, here we go. Monday, November 1st, 2021. We've got a good one. It's a repeat. It's death by dumbbell thruster. How fantastic does that sound? But wait, there's more. You rest 5 minutes, and then you go into death by strict pull-ups, just when you thought it couldn't get any better. For this, men are using a pair of 50-pound dumbbells, women a pair of 35s. If you don't have dumbbells, then men can use a 115-pound barbell, women a 75. And the last time we did this was on December 25th, Christmas Day, 2020. There's also a two-person team version of this for both the thrusters and the pull-ups because fitness with friends is fun. Okay, if you're unfamiliar with the death by protocol, here's how it works, regardless of the movement. Do your warm-up, you're ready to go, you start the clock, and as it ticks from 0 to 1 second, 2 seconds, 3 seconds, 4 seconds, it begins to tick towards that first minute. You just have to do what we'll do the dumbbell thrusters to start. One dumbbell thruster, one rep dumbbell thruster in the first minute. Let's say that takes you 4 seconds. You set the dumbbells down, you rest the remaining 56 seconds in that minute. You cannot advance. When the second minute begins, you have to do two dumbbell thrusters in the second minute. Rest the remaining time, you have to do three dumbbell thrusters in the third minute. And obviously, as the minutes go on, you're doing more reps, which takes more time. So you get less rest, the reps keep going up, so at some point in time, failure occurs. And your scores when you fail to achieve the required number of repetitions of that movement in the appropriate minute. So you do that for the dumbbell thrusters, you rest 5 minutes, and then you do that same thing for strict pull-ups. Absolutely fantastic. This is a challenging and beautiful workout. Now bear in mind, these don't need to be unbroken, so maybe you're in minute number 8, and you're feeling some fatigue, right? And you have to do 8 dumbbell thrusters. They don't need to be unbroken. You could do 4, set them down, shake it out, do another set of 4, you're good to go. As long as you accomplish the required number of reps before that minute expires, you're good to go. We've got a video of the dumbbell thruster, as well as the strict pull-up. More likely for this is completing the round of 8 for both movements. And Super Fitness Robot would be completing the round of 12 or more for both movements. Wowzers. Possible, but holy cow. And since you watched the other video, I don't need to tell you, the more likely is going to be plenty challenging for most of us. If you don't think you'll get to the 8, I would absolutely consider scaling. Or if, of course, you're just not quite there yet with your strict pull-ups, you can consider scaling as well. We've got a bunch of options that were all discussed in the New to Lynchpin video. So for the wild card option, we have death by dumbbell thruster, but we've reduced the loading. Pair of 35-pound dumbbells for men, pair of 25s for women, or 75-pound barbell for men, 55 for women, resting 5 minutes, and then death by kipping pull-ups. And just in case you were like, I've got some strict pull-ups, but I'm not sure, I don't know if I have enough, so I'm going to do the kipping, I wrote down, if you get into the death by kipping pull-ups and you have the opportunity to exceed the round of 15, do not. Stop. You've done plenty of work, and you probably should have done the strict. We also have a two-person team version of that. The scaled option, death by dumbbell thruster, again, pair of 35-pounders for men. It's the same loading as the wild card option, but then we're modifying the second portion. So you're going to rest 5 minutes. And then for time, do 50 ring rows, 5-0 ring rows. Of course, there's a partner version of that and a video showing the ring row. For the ring rows, what's great about this, ring rows are infinitely scalable. So if you have your angle, your body at just a slight angle, you could probably do all 50 unbroken. That's not what we're looking for. But you can angle your body to the point where your body's about parallel with the ground. You can even put your feet up on something. And you can make ring rows tougher than regular pull-ups. So I would say you should make the angle appropriately challenging for you, that you're doing them in tough sets of five to get to that 50 reps total. And if you're about tough tough sets of five, you know, having to rest 30 seconds, 45 seconds to a minute between each one of those, you're in a good place. You're going to get a good strength building day right there. Limited equipment option. They've got everything they need, so they're the same as the workout of the day. Death by dumbbell thruster, death by strict pull-ups. And then the no equipment option today. They've got no weights, they've got no pull-up bar. Death by burpee. How fun does that sound? Accessory work for the day, optional as always. The first one is an either or. Either three heavy singles on the front squat, resting a couple minutes between each. We've got a video. Or 50 to 75 medicine ball cleans in as few sets as possible. 20-pound ball for the men, 14 for women, also with a video. And when we say in as few sets as possible, that just means biting off bigger chunks. You know, bite off as big of a chunk as you can. Don't try to get to the 50 in, you know, 10 sets of 5. You know, if you can do 5 sets of 10 or a 20, a 15, you know, get there in bigger chunks, that's a good way to do it. And then the wall walk, 10 to 20 reps, not for time, slow and controlled, also with a video. Cool down and stretching for the day. Cool down's 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the wall stretch for the shoulder and the wall stretch for the leg, holding each of those 1 to 2 minutes. And I will read what we post at the end of each day's training. Remove ego, embrace scaling, be smart, be safe, support each other, have fun, and post your results. I will see you back here tomorrow for Tuesday's workout.